Time to take you inside Lambeau Field to hear from the Packer coaches and players after 2 weeks of preparation and now ready to take the stage against the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Divisional Playoff matchup on Saturday night. For head coach Matt LaFleur, it's been a game of roster roulette, trying to determine which of the returning veteran players are actually going to be able to take the field. David Bakhtiari is questionable. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is doubtful. Jaire Alexander questionable. Guys like Za'Darius Smith, Whitney Mercilus have been practicing, but they haven't been brought onto the active roster as of yet. LaFleur might need appendices to his game plan if those returning big names are able to play, even with bit roles.
Yeah, I would say that'd be irresponsible of us if we didn't have a well-thought-out plan for every one of those guys. It's not just, okay, he's back on the active roster, just go play 60 snaps or 70 snaps, whatever it may be. So, yeah, I think we'll be smart with everybody. And I feel like we've spent a lot of time just throughout the course of the week amongst our coaching staff juggling that roster. And certainly it has made for some challenges within our plans in all three phases. But you know what? These are positive problems.
That's for sure. Aaron Rodgers, no problem for him. His broken toe, completely healed, ready to roll. He's been there and done that with the Packers over his career, but he's got some advice to young players who are about to step onto a very big stage.
Simplify things. There's going to be a lot thrown at you, and it's going to seem like an incredible amount of information on both sides of the ball and things, responsibilities. But if you can simplify it down to a base level of what do I got to do to execute this play? It can be overwhelming when you're trying to take on the enormity of a situation, a game, environment, and not let the moment, you know, bring anxiety into the situation.
A lot will be on the plate for the Packer defense. What was San Francisco's rushing attack, which has really taken off since wide receiver Deebo Samuel became a key component of it with 8 touchdowns just in the second half of the season alone, including one in the wild card game last weekend against Dallas. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on the chess match with a guy he's known for quite a while, 49er head coach Kyle Shanahan.
A lot of times, you know, you can get a bead on an offensive play caller just by, okay, this is what he does against 3-4 teams. This is what he does against, you know, teams that play a lot of man. Really, really good offensive play callers like Kyle is, they don't give you that. They keep you guessing. I don't want to say that every single game is a brand new game plan, but that's the way defending him, that's the way he makes it feel.
Packer defensive tackle Kenny Clark says Shanahan's play designs are meant to fool you.
The way he designs his plays, the motions and all the types of different shifts and all that kind of stuff, he gets everybody's eyes wandering. We got to just not bite on the candy or whatever, just, you know, go out, handle business, do our job, play with great eyes. Yeah, do our job. We'll be fine.
Another key matchup will be Preston Smith against Trent Williams, the veteran offensive tackle for the 49ers. Williams was a mentor of Preston's when they were together in Washington as Smith was just getting his career going, and it's still going strong for Williams even at age 33.
He was being a good teammate to me at the time, and I know he's not going to be that good teammate. He's not going to be that same guy to me no more. You know, I see him as the same player. He's been athletic. He's been strong. He's been fast. He's been physical.
Packer offense is going to have to deal with the 49er pressure. They had 48 sacks during the regular season, 5 in their playoff victory against the Cowboys a week ago. And now this is a Packer offensive line, which may or may not have Bakhtiari, may have Billy Turner back for the first time since week 14. And Coach Matt LaFleur on the rekindled O-line against that 49er front.
Oh, it's a major concern. You're talking about one of the elite pass rushes in the National Football League. They fly off the football. It's a very fast defense all around. It's going to be a great challenge. We're going to have to do a great job up front, and we're going to have to be able to play complementary offense. You got to be able to mix it up. If you get one-dimensional versus this team, it's going to be a long day for you.
But if Aaron Rodgers is given time, the passing game should be able to take off. Although wide receiver Devontae Adams says they'll have to be careful not to hasten routes just to beat the pressure.
There's only so much you can do with your routes. You obviously got to be more alert. They're not a huge press team like that. So it's really just about having awareness and understanding when they're bringing pressure. It's a kind of a battle with that whole idea, because you obviously want to speed up to be quicker for your quarterback. But you shortening it and him, you know, if it's blocked up well and I run a route shorter now, that just gives the DB more time to close on it because the quarterback's not ready to throw. It's a slippery slope a little bit, but we tend to navigate it pretty well and come up with a good plan for guys like this.
Packers will have Randall Cobb back in the fold, activated off injured reserve and ready to return after injuring himself in the Rams game earlier this season. But after 7 weeks, he is back. And offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett says it will be a welcome return to the passing game.
I mean, anytime you've got a guy out there like this, another smart player that understands the game and it's that kind of security blanket for Aaron. When you put Randall out there, you know he's going to be in the right spot at the right time. He's going to be able to make plays. And when things get crazy or something unique happens, because we always see something a little bit different, that he's going to be able to adjust to that. So I think just that kind of presence out there is great for Aaron.
And as for Cobb, brought back to the Packers at the request of Rodgers when the season began, has been a big part of this team's success, but then was away for 7 weeks with that injury. And now he's just 3 wins away from realizing a dream.
I'm one man, I'm one piece to the puzzle, and I'm going to do everything in my willpower to make this happen, and it's one game at a time. Luckily enough for us, it's here at Lambeau. We got the weather, we got our fans backing us, we got everything we need, we know what we have to do, but it's about doing it, and the better team doesn't always win in the playoffs, and we have to prove we're the number one seed for a reason.
They'll get that chance on Saturday night.